Governor Gretchen Whitmer has announced that K through 12 school teachers are among the groups who can now get COVID-19 vaccines. She also said last week that she wants all schools to offer at least some in-person classes by March 1st.
The value of in-person learning for our kids is immeasurable, and we must do everything we can to help our kids get the great education they need and to do so safely.
Many educators say that they're very eager to get back to the classroom, as long as they can get vaccinated first. But how quickly will that happen? Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick has been talking to a number of teachers, and she joins us now. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, April.
Can you remind us of the big picture here? When did teachers start getting vaccinated in Michigan?
Well, really just kind of within the past few days. Governor Whitmer last week made the big announcement that the state was expanding who's eligible for vaccinations and opening it up to phase 1B, which includes, quote, essential frontline workers, which includes K through 12 school teachers. But what it also happens to include is people 65 and over, which obviously that's a demographic that's been hit the hardest by COVID. It makes sense in a lot of ways. But some teachers are kind of, I don't want to say upset about it, but they wonder kind of why they weren't included in their own category, because they see it as it's sort of setting up this sort of cutthroat competition to get vaccinated. This is Elizabeth Willoughby. She's a teacher in the Lakeview Public Schools, which is in St. Clair Shores, and she's been trying to get to book a vaccine at Detroit's TCF Center.
But they threw the teachers in with this huge demographic of 65 plus. So we are literally fighting for vaccines with a huge demographic.
So a couple of teachers expressed that sentiment to me, that there's sort of been a separate, at least mini rollout for teachers, and that there should have been better communication with local health departments about how they were going to administer vaccines for teachers.
Sarah, you talked to a number of teachers about their experiences with all of this so far. It's been quite the year. What did they have to say?
I mean, the experiences range pretty widely, right? Like I talked to probably, I'd say, about a half dozen teachers, and obviously I can't speak for teachers in general, and no one teacher can, but it really seemed to be a huge range. I talked to one teacher who teaches at a private school in Oakland County. They said their school has a COVID coordinator and that they've actually been in class in person, but that everything in terms of the vaccine rollout was communicated. It was very smooth, and, you know, this teacher got an appointment pretty quickly through Oakland County to get vaccinated. But I talked to another teacher from a charter school who said basically they received no communication whatsoever from their school about how to get vaccinated at all. All they really got was sort of a note that, well, if you do get vaccinated, please let us know so we can keep track. But no real information, no guidance about how to go about getting vaccinated.
Mm. So where should teachers look if they want to get the vaccine and want to start reaching out?
So that's a really good question. So back at the press conference last week, Governor Whitmer told people teachers, you know, ask your employer about getting vaccinated. And from what I'm hearing, school districts were like, what are you talking about? No one communicated to us that this was coming. And beyond sort of helping get our teachers get hooked up with whatever the local county or, you know, local health infrastructure is to get vaccinated, we don't have any sort of special access to vaccines, and we're not in a position to actually administer vaccines to our employees. Now, there may be some exceptions to that, which I'll discuss in a little bit, but Karen Leonard is one of the teachers I talked to. She teaches in the Troy Public Schools, and she actually did get her first shot this week through Oakland County. She's a pretty high risk. She has type 1 diabetes and a lung condition. But she says basically how they all found out about it was that teachers teamed up to get info out to each other about how to sign up and get appointments. But she just kind of happened luck of the draw to get in. And she says lots of her colleagues just can't get appointments at this point.
I can tell you that many teachers are very fired up and upset about how this was rolled out because, you know, we're all tired. We're all worn down. We're all tired. We're all doing the best we can, but it's a lot.
And she says she thinks there should have been better communication between the health department and school districts. I mean, presumably they know how many teachers they have and, you know, could set aside a certain number of doses. But actually in Oakland County, it seems like folks are having better luck, at least, you know, maybe getting appointments. In Wayne County, for example, outside of Detroit and Macomb County, as far as I know, I don't even know that they're really vaccinating teachers. They're referring, at least in Wayne County, all people 65 and over to local health systems. And that doesn't seem to include teachers in that category. So it, in some places, it appears at least that teachers don't, you know, have much or any options of actually going about getting vaccinated right now.
Sarah, it seems like some school districts, maybe the very large ones, or I guess maybe extremely small ones, might actually have the logistical firepower to administer vaccines to teachers themselves. Have you heard about any districts that might try to do that?
So the only district that I'm aware of so far that plans on doing that is the Detroit Public Schools Community District, which is the largest school district in the state. I inquired with them yesterday, and they said they're working out the details with the city health department to directly provide vaccines to our employees and also contracted workers like bus drivers and maintenance staff, and that they hope to start that next week. But I talked with a DPSCD teacher named Vicki Green. She's a high school teacher, and she said all the communication she had received from the district so far didn't indicate that. She didn't know about that. They said, basically, if you want to get vaccinated, teachers can get vaccinated right now, but the district didn't really provide any additional information. Now, Green lives in Detroit, so she's trying to book an appointment at the TCF drive-through vaccination site, which just opened this week, but she hasn't had luck so far. She's teaching virtually right now, but she really wants to get the vaccine before she goes back in the classroom.
So Governor Whitmer says she wants to get schools back in person as much as possible as soon as March 1st. And I distinctly felt a mix of feelings in the public reaction to that. I mean, a mad sense of elation among parents and some educators who've been really frustrated with staying at home, but also, shall we say, a certain skepticism given how everything's been going during the lockdowns so far. What do you think the odds are that we can expect a vaccination of a critical mass of teachers to make that possible?
Well, I have to say, I have to emphasize that all of the educators I've spoken to or heard from are really eager to get back to the classroom. They really want to go back to class. they don't like this current situation of hybrid or virtual schooling as much as the rest of us don't like it. But again, most that I talked to said they themselves and their colleagues really want to get vaccinated before they go back. And this is Vicki Green again, the Detroit Public Schools teacher.
And it's like, well, if you really, really want that to happen, then we need to figure out how to give teachers priority to get the vaccine before we make that happen.
So in terms of your question, obviously I can't really say, and no one can really say, whether we're going to be able to get two doses of the vaccine into a huge number of teachers by March 1st. Obviously, we've got time constraints. There are continuing vaccine supply constraints. I mean, at this point, it really does kind of seem like a long shot. I really have to say that this issue that the teachers kept bringing up in terms of being lumped in with the 65 plus demographic, that is sort of maybe going to make things difficult. And county health departments either don't have enough vaccines yet or they don't have the infrastructure to administer the vaccines yet. We did get the announcement yesterday from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services that they're going to release more vaccines, that they'd been holding back as second doses. Presumably, that should ease up the supply constraints, but then it sort of begs the question of, well, do we know for sure whether people who got their first doses will be able to get their second? So, like a lot of things right now, it's sort of a complicated and uncertain picture.
Yeah. Now, you just mentioned that there was this big announcement from the Federal Department of Health and Human Services this week, responding to Governor Whitmer's request to release several hundred thousand vaccines that it's been holding back. It looks like Michigan's going to be able to buy them direct. Can you say a little bit more about how much that might move the needle in terms of getting teachers access to the vaccines?
I think it will certainly help ease up the immediate supply constraints we have, where we have, you know, county leaders and others being, you know, even health systems like Michigan Medicine saying, well, we're ready to vaccinate folks. We're ready to vaccinate X number of people within Y amount of time, but we simply don't have the vaccine supplies available right now. So presumably that will help with that. I think the question that it brings up, and I think this is especially relevant when it comes to teachers, you know, having this apparent goal of returning to classrooms by the start of March, is whether we can get the two doses that are required into everyone, you know, within that relatively short amount of time. So while the HHS announcement will presumably allow more people to get vaccinated, I mean, it's all sort of trickles down to the local level in terms of how they decide to administer that and whether they're going to hold back for second doses or whether they're just going to try and vaccinate as many people as possible and just sort of hope the supply keeps on flowing. So yes, it probably will help, but whether we can get that critical mass of teachers by March 1st is, you know, who knows?
Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick. Sarah, thank you so much.
Of course. You're welcome.